Morning Edition on WVIK is supported by Mercy One Genesis. We've got a nice start to what will be a warm Friday. Good morning. With a check of news, this is Jim O'Hara on Quad Cities NPR, WVIK. Iowa, along with 19 other states and nursing home industry groups, are suing the federal government over a rule that would set new minimum staffing requirements in nursing homes. IPR's Natalie Krebs has more.
Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd is co-leading the lawsuit along with Kansas and South Carolina against the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The lawsuit claims a new minimum staffing rule proposed by the Biden administration exceeds CMS's authority and says it will drive many nursing homes out of business, leaving residents with nowhere to go. CMS finalized the rule in April. The Biden administration created the new standard in response to safety concerns in nursing homes stemming from inadequate staffing. The new standards are set to be phased in over the course of 3 years and will include exemptions for facilities in areas facing severe shortages of nurses. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather, sunshine today, high of 85. Expect gusty winds, overnight mostly cloudy, low of 56. For Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 78. Cooler on Sunday, sunshine and 66. On Think, nobody enjoys feeling down in the dumps, but there's a lot we can learn about ourselves when we're not at our best. How we can find fulfillment in experiencing the bittersweet parts of life. How sensitive people actually can use their temperament as a strength. And why being positive all the time isn't actually very helpful. That's at noon today on Think here on WVIK.